This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The economic impact deepens as the coronavirus pandemic continues to spread around the world. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The International Monetary Fund sharply lowers its economic forecast for global growth this year as the coronavirus pandemic continues to take its toll on a growing number of nations. The IMF now says the global economy will shrink 4.9%. That's far worse than the 3% decline predicted back in April. The fund says the gross domestic product in the United States will tumble some 8%, the worst contraction since the end of World War II. The pandemic also threatens the now 30-year effort to reduce extreme poverty around the world, as the forecast calls for serious declines in the economies of developing and emerging markets. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Latin America has emerged as the world's newest epicenter for the new coronavirus pandemic, surpassing 100,000 deaths. Brazil leads the region with more than 1.1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, including more than 52,000 deaths. The pandemic has reached such a crisis that a federal judge ordered President Jair Bolsonaro to wear a face mask in public or pay a fine of nearly $400 a day. President Bolsonaro has so far refused to cover his mouth at large political events. According to the U.S. newspaper The Washington Post, 7 U.S. states, Arizona, Arkansas, California, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas have reported their highest number of COVID-19 hospitalizations since the start of the pandemic. That surge in several U.S. states is impacting the stock market. Wall Street's main indexes open lower on Wednesday as investors assess the risk to the domestic economy. From Washington, this is VOA News. In a victory for President Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, a U.S. appeals court directed a federal judge to drop the criminal case against him. A 3-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled in favor of Flynn and the Trump administration in preventing a U.S. district judge from exercising his discretion on whether to grant the department's motion to clear Flynn, who twice pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. Aaron Zelensky, a career U.S. prosecutor, is testifying to Congress in a case related to President Trump's friend, Roger Stone. Zelensky claims the office leading Stone's prosecution received, quote, heavy pressure from the highest levels of the Department of Justice, end quote, to ease the sentencing recommendation. Zelensky withdrew from the Stone case in protest. Stone was convicted of obstructing witness tampering and lying to Congress during its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. He's due to report to prison later this month to begin serving his 3-year, 4-month sentence. A majority of Australians have lost trust in China, a survey finds, as the two nations engage in escalating disputes over trade and the coronavirus pandemic. A Lowy Institute survey shows 23% of Australians trust China to act responsibly in the world, compared to 52% in the same poll conducted in 2018. President Trump and Poland's President Andrzej Duda will meet in Washington Wednesday, the meeting just days before the Polish president faces a tough re-election challenge. The U.S. Defense Department is looking at ways to pull thousands of troops out of Germany, shifting some to Poland. While U.S. officials say no final decision has been made on where troops will go, the issue is expected to be on the agenda for Wednesday's meeting between the two presidents that should be going on at this time. Mexico's president said Wednesday he will most likely meet with U.S. counterpart President Trump in Washington in early July. The meeting would mark the start of a new North American trade deal. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador urged Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to join them. The Mexican president's comments came after President Trump Tuesday said Lopez Obrador was, quote, a really great guy, end quote, and that he expected the Mexican leader to visit the White House pretty soon. African leaders and health experts have called for equitable and fair access to any approved vaccine against the coronavirus. As the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Africa has grown to over 321,000, governments across the continent are organizing themselves to manufacture any vaccine quickly. For more on these stories or any news of the day, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.